We really need some BBC in our lives. British people here on Tumblr often complain that the whole world is deeply, desperately in love with their TV, especially because this love is, in a vast majority of enamored fans, inspired by some extremely popular shows, Doctor Who, Sherlock and so on, which are, in fact, just a small percentage and therefore hardly a commonly adopted standard of British television. Of course, they say, Sherlock is lovely, but we also have awful realities with overtanned people who make an arse of themselves, mind-numbing quiz shows and all the other crap you'd expect from any TV channel of any other country of the world. So far, so good. Yet, as someone who has the incredible luck of being born and raised in Italy, where even Top of the Pops disappeared from the screens, and where the only things we seem to be able to import from Britain are talent shows and reality TV, let me tell you just one thing, which may highlight why, for heaven's sake, sometimes I wish the BBC was more relevant to our godforsaken lives. Last week, I was watching Stephen Fry's program on gay rights around the world, and I couldn't help but noticing that, while the credits rolled, the BBC was making an announcement giving out the numbers of GLBT helplines. And I wondered, would that happen here in Italy as well? Fuck no, that's the answer. Trust me on this one. Moving on, I was looking forward to Never Mind the Buzzcocks. First, because I love the show. Secondly, because they can be really, really mean. And that's something I highly appreciate, especially when they're being mean to their guests and to the bands I hate. Note to self, marry Noel Fielding just because of his undying hatred for Coldplay. Now, last week, one of the contestants was a young boy from a cool boy band I've not heard of yet, probably a former contestant of a talent show. You'd expect them to eat him alive, as they have so eagerly done with Jedwards and other former X Factors, or God knows which boy band from days gone by. Thing is, they can be mean, but they're not arseholes. So when the kid, he is a kid after all, a 20-year-old boy among professional comedians who can eat you alive and are extremely prone to do so when given the occasion, said, well, that lady looks sexy, not for me, but I guess so. And the host asked him, are you mental? He simply replied, nah, just gay. Now, any Brit reading this would ask, well, what's so special about that? And I'd say, that's exactly what's special about that, you tarts. Let me elaborate on that. Here in Italy, there are too few openly gay celebrities around. Some of them were forced to hide in the closet for ages because someone around them thought that young girls are buying your records. It would negatively affect your career. Bollocks. And if you look for gay people on TV, they tend to be a kind of grotesque caricature of that. And even when it's blatantly obvious, they don't come out anyway. So, what I'm trying to say is, here in Italy, first, you wouldn't have a show where everyone is that brutally honest about an artist. I think they'd have Noel Fielding sacked in 2 days' time for dissing someone as huge as Coldplay. And secondly, you wouldn't have someone just casually dropping in the lines, nope, just gay, and everybody going on as usual. Because, and this is exactly how it should be, nobody gives a flying fudge. It is just a piece of information, no more, no less. Therefore, good people of Britain, try to understand. We are painfully aware that you have awful things on TV, which oddly enough are the ones we get to see there here too. Somebody actually took the time to buy the broadcasting rights to Geordie Shore and 16 and Prager, just saying. We know. Yet, sometimes it is for little things like this we'd be ready to sell our souls to Satan, or, if given the opportunity, to get access to British TV, even if it means to struggle with time zones, restricted availability, and not to mention copyright laws. Cheers to all the solicitors and barristers. I love your legal system. It's a mess, but it's quite fancy. And okay, maybe I'm being over dramatic over such a small detail, but trust me, I'd kill to see somebody going on TV and just being able to casually mention they're gay. And not because some other kid committed suicide because we have a Pope who says we should take pity in them because they suffer from being gay, totally missing the point that all the suffering they may actually face comes from being surrounded by a bunch of Catholic hypocrites who deny your basic rights. Civil partnerships? Hell no! And feel free to bash your teeth in if they feel like it. And yes, I'd love to see a show where the old buggers who go on making shitty music can be treated as they actually deserve, and not with all the awe and undeserved praise they receive. But now I'm just dreaming. I may even throw in wanting to see a daffodil blossoming on Mars. Therefore, good people of Britain, don't hate our love for British TV. We've been watching it for years. We know what we're talking about, more or less. We grew up with the documentaries made by the BBC. We had Top of the Pops for ages, and now we are stuck with wondering why the hell Geordie Shore is so popular. But trust me on this one, you're lucky. Not always, but quite enough, in my humble opinion.